Bishop Lambert is inviting all ministers and those who aspire to be ministers to join him for the Making of a Minister mentoring session. It's happening Saturday, June 9th at 10 a.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary. Come out to be motivated and inspired during this intimate time of mentoring with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. To register, contact Kim Yadawak at 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration is free.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says, you know, you're looking at me from the flesh. He said, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. You hear what he said? We don't fight people with fleshly ways. We're different. President Trump was correct when he told the leader of North Korea, he said, we'll hit you with a firestorm that'll just move you off the map. He was right. We have more nuclear weapons, military strength than anybody in the world, even Russia. We didn't beat Russia. We outspent them. We just spent money on stuff that they couldn't even afford because their economy is not good enough. We just outspent them. Everybody else, this is the first president we've had that's a bully. No, and I don't mean that to say anything wrong about him. He's God's anointed. But I'm saying it from the perspective of he knows what he got, and he ain't ashamed to wave it at you. He went to NATO, and he basically said, y'all need us more than we need you, so you best start putting up more money. They were like, okay, and they did. No other president ever did that. He just said, look, if we pull our troops out, you guys going to get overrun. They said, we don't want that. Let's just put more money in it. He told North Korea something nobody else ever told him. We gonna come at you with a firestorm you ain't never seen before. They went, okay. They rattled their saber a little while, but somebody got a hold of them and said, hey, Ken, Kim, come here. You've been smelling that kimchi too long. Come here. Call that man, tell him you want to meet. Because we don't want to get obliterated. This ain't 1950. China ain't helping us because they need American money. Because Apple products are made there. And this president will say to Apple, you keep putting your business out of there, we'll just not let you sell it in this country. So everybody's scared of him. He just said, oh, we putting tariffs on all the steel. Economic advisor left. He said, so what? I'll just get another one. The point I make is when you know what you have, you don't have to take what you don't want. And that's what Paul is saying here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. When you know what's in you, you don't have to take the devil's mess. I get tired of Christians telling me about the devil came into my room. My God, how'd he get in? How'd he get in there? You can't find one scripture where the devil came to Jesus anymore but that first time. You know why? Because he didn't know who Jesus was. He didn't know the fullness of Jesus' mission. God didn't tell everybody everything. Even Paul writes, if the powers of darkness had known that Jesus was going to rise from the dead, they would never have crucified him. They thought that his power was in his life. No, baby, his power was in his death. And that's why Jesus said, I came to die. But God held it back from the devil. Don't you know that God doesn't let the devil know everything about you? We talk too much. All warfare is based on deception. Deception, 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 deception. All warfare. And the devil is a deceiver. The devil is a liar. The devil is an instigator. The devil is a liar. The devil is an instigator. The devil is a liar. He is an imitator. But he does so in our minds. Jesus never said everything you think will come to pass. Because he knows that some thoughts come in your mind that are not of God. Those of you that are sitting there right now or even listening to me on the live stream, the devil's telling you, Pastor Lambert ain't right. Pastor Lambert's talking to me. That's a thought. Don't say it. Because if you say it, I'm going to talk about you. Because there's somebody not too far from you that's waiting to snitch on you. that'll come down front and say, Pastor, you know that person sitting next to me in the red sweater on the second row on your right-hand side? Mm-hmm. And she a deacon too. You know what she said about you? And then the enemy will cause you to hear it, and then you'll start building up a defense that every time you see that person, you'll start thinking that they don't like you. But people never tell you the whole truth. They tell you what's going to stir up the fire. Now, see, we understand our colloquialisms. Those that are not of our culture don't understand our colloquialisms. See, we can walk out of here and say, boy, Pastor Lambert don't have no sense. And somebody not of us will say, oh, how dare you talk about your pastor like that? I take it as a compliment. But somebody who doesn't understand us will say, oh, you talk about your pastor in a very negative way. Do you mean that there's something is wrong with his cognitive skills, that he has no sense? And so when you become one with God, you begin to understand him. You get to what the Hebrew scholars call the 50th level of understanding, and that is the knowledge of his ways. And you get to realize that when God lets negative stuff come, it's because he's about to bust you through to something positive. You begin to understand that the greater the test, the greater the promotion. You begin to realize that the more he lets come at you, the more he's about to do in you. Yeah! The baby Christian evaluates Christianity through the eyes of the absence of difficulties. Oh, I don't have any problems. I don't have any negative things. Well, the mature Christian says, if you have no problems, then you're not going anywhere. Are you hearing me? Oh, glory to God. When I had to study statistics for psychology, I had never studied it before. But now that I've studied it, are you with me? It was part of my process to get to my doctorate. Are you with me? And so I had to take hard courses to get to my goal. Are you with me? So you've got to understand that when you were first a Christian, you had the baby demons that when you just said, boo, they ran. And left you alone. When you said loose here, they loose, shook, and moved away. But now, as you become more anointed, as you give yourself more to study of the word of God, God will raise up people, Philistines, Babylonians, Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites, Amalekites. He'll bring Goliaths to you that'll sit right next to you in church. And you can feel the evil coming off of them. And God says, no, don't run. You overpower them. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Stop running when some witch sits next to you or some warlock sits next to you. Don't ask the usher to move you. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. It's time for us now to get our minds connected to God. The battle is for control of your mind before we get to Ephesians 6 and tells us to put on all that armor. We've got to learn how to think. People tell me about snowstorms. Ah, Bishop, it's supposed to snow tomorrow, and they call in for 10 inches. So what? I ready. Got my ice melt in August. Got my snowblower, Sears Craftsman, 20 horsepower, 34-inch cut. I be ready for the snow. It don't bother me. I'm ready for it. I've got the tools. I'm ready for it. Somebody said, does your power go out? It don't matter if the power goes out in the neighborhood. I got a whole house generator. Are you hearing me? The world is in darkness, but you ought to have a generator that you can have light. According to the book of Exodus, when the plague of darkness came, the children of Israel had light, and their light was so bright they couldn't see the darkness, and the darkness was so dark they couldn't see the light. That means that God is going to heal us while everybody else is sick, that God is going to bless us when everybody else loses their job, that God is going to protect us when everybody else is going down, because we belong to the kingdom of God.
Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You don't fight because somebody hurt your feelings. Tell your neighbor, get over it. Tell your other neighbor, get over it. All this whining and crying and, Pastor, you don't understand. They don't like me. That's kindergarten stuff. I did that stuff in kindergarten. Miss Johnson, Billy don't like me. What the teacher say? Go back and sit down and shut up. Eat your cookie. When are you going to grow up so they don't like you? Well, I've come to realize you're not having a problem with them not liking you. You have a problem with you not liking you. Because if you like you, then you don't care who don't. You ever put on some clothes and you know nobody else is going to like what you put on, but you say, I don't care if they like it or not, this is mine. And some of us go out looking like a Crayola box. And we just is content standing there with stripes and plaids. I bought socks yesterday, and I saw a pair. I thought about these two back here. And I said, I got to get something different. So I bought those. They shine a little. Now, I know somebody's looking and saying, you got your bishop clothes on and you got them socks on. I don't care if you like my socks. They ain't for you. They for me. I don't care what you think about my deliverance. It wasn't for you. It was for me. When they questioned that young boy, they said, look, how did you see? He said, I told you. Jesus of Nazareth. They said, we told you he's a sinner. They said, well, I can't help that. They went around and asked his parents. They said, is this your boy? They said, yep, that's our boy. Was he born blind? Yes, he was born blind. How is it that he can see? Ask him. He's old enough. They went back and said, boy, how can you see? He said, I told you. Jesus of Nazareth. They said, and we told you he's a sinner. He said, look, I have not been to Bethel Bible Institute. I have not studied apologetics, hermeneutics, or psychiatrics. This is what I know. I was blind, but now I see. I do not have to defend my blessing to anybody. I don't have to defend my new car, my new house, my healing. I don't have to defend it. I just have to enjoy it.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m., and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.